whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I wish I was high, but I'm obviously just... Never mind.
Now, those times are over, sir.
Sorry, I was drinking. Don't sound so old.
Yeah. I try not to. But speaking of old, before we talk about the tour, well, in a couple of weeks, I guess in 5 weeks, you have a big birthday coming up. Is 75 for you just the number, or do you go like, holy crap, I'm 75?
Do you know what this age? My ears, they sometimes don't work. I don't understand it. I think every morning, 75. I mean, you got to 40 and 50, you think, yeah, and you can dust it, but 75.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit too real. And in the morning, I definitely feel like 75. And as the day goes on, I look forward to doing this promotion. I look forward to, I'm rehearsing in here this afternoon. I look forward to doing what... I've been working out a lot and swimming a lot and trying to get fit for the tour a lot. I think there's only myself and Mick Jagger do that sort of thing. But you do. It's very strange that you need to be physically fit when we're talking music. But and I'm very much aware of age.
Yeah.
And they keep saying age is just a number. Everything's just a fucking number. It's kind of, yeah, until you're 75. And you, in the morning, I sit on the bed, I go, oh, it's more than a number this morning, ouch. And then I get down the stairs and it's okay. And you just get through each day and you think, okay. And I get this evening, the last thing I do is I practice in my bedroom and then I sit and play Patience on my iPad and then when I look forward to the following day. Every time. So something about it. Although I'm aware that I don't know if I'm going to get ill. I don't know if I'm going to drop dead. I just said to the lady I was talking to, she laughed. She said, it's something. I said, it's funny. I said, I may not make it through this interview. I said, I may not get to do the next one. And those the kind of people say it's morbid, but it's actually funny. That I'm in this business of 75 and Andrew Brown is 78. John is 71 by the time we get there.
Yeah.
The youngest member is about 38. Well, that was about 20 years too old when I was younger. And so it's just fucking strange is what it is. But there we are. That's a long answer to a short question. I hope you're sitting comfortably.
No. It's very interesting, actually, to hear something like this because everyone's got a different opinion about age. And so yours is definitely funny.
But it's real, you know. Yeah, I'm old. Don't pretend you don't feel old. It's not true. It's like saying, pretend we don't see colour. Yes, I do. And you're not supposed to say that either. You better take that out because both of us will be killed.
I know. We'll be shot dead. But that's okay. There's the tour that's going to happen, and I'm calling from Germany. It's only called the 2024 tour. I mean, is there some point in time where you just don't bother about names or titles for tours anymore?
Well, I used to get sick of that anyway. I mean, the first one we had was Rocking All Over the World.
Yeah.
And then everybody, not necessarily because of us, it was of the time, every tour had a name. Whereas before that, it was Deep Purple in concert, Stage Score in concert, it was in concert, played Purple in concert, everybody. You were just in concert, fine.
Yeah.
Then you had a tour name, and which was unique, and then everybody has a tour name. End of the Road tour, you know, the 20 Electrics tour. It's just status quo in 24, I think it's the best. But I don't think, I don't really think it can tour again after this summer. I'm not saying it's the last. I don't want to say to people that, hey, this is the last tour, you better come along, because it's bullshit. And people have done that before to sell tickets, and it's not been very fair to people. But I can't, as I said, I'm 75. If I come out in 25, I'm going to do another Tunes and Chat tour. So if we came out again, it would be 2026. And that wouldn't be until the summer again, so I'll be 77. Andrew will be 82. Just, pardon me? Surely not. And it'll... I want to do some other things before I die. That's as long as I get through this interview. And I'm going to make a solo album, I think, which I didn't think I would do. I only made up my mind about 2 weeks ago.
All right.
And I want to do that Tunes and Chat tour because there's something about it that's new to me and fresh to me. I'm doing Status Quo Soul Tours. They don't do my song, The Status Quo. And I sit down on that strum and I don't have great big amplifiers and all this physical thing that I'm getting ready for now.
Yeah.
I mean, this morning I've already done a load of physical exercise, you know, workout exercise. I did 40 lengths in the swimming pool. I've been walking and stuff. Anything to keep me, right, come on. Because one thing with Status Quo is it's physically demanding.
Yeah.
And it seems weird about music, doesn't it? How can we say it's music and yet it's physically demanding? Well, it fucking is, and I don't know why, and it hurts.
So I was expecting the Dungeons, Dragons and Fireworks tour, but that's not coming anytime soon.
Yeah, that's a load of shit, isn't it?
Is there, you know, probably Status Quo is always doomed to play a couple of songs that they have to play, otherwise it's going to be a riot.
Yeah. Well, all of it, really, yeah.
How do you make up a set list for this summer where you go like, well, I do want to play this one particular song, but, you know, can we?
Well, yeah, I'm very understanding, if you like. I'd like to do 20 Odd Horses, which the last time we did when out a song that I know, another one called All We Really Want to Do. There are certain songs that we want to do, but because we've been successful and we've had so many singles and well-known songs that when we go out, which we will this summer, that most of the people in the audience are what we call either the floating fan or he knows you for your catalogue, for the most popular songs in your catalogue.
Yep.
So therefore, if I play 20 Wild Horses, X amount of people, if it's 20, 10,000, 20,000 people, 300 people go, oh, I love this one. That means 17,000-18,000 people are going, what's this? And you can feel that in it, and you're losing their attention. And that isn't what we go out to do, and that isn't very sensible, and that isn't very businesslike. It isn't very right to the fan that comes, wants to see Rocking All Over, whatever you want, Paper Plane Caroline, In the Army, and so on.
Yeah.
And I find when I've heard bands over the years, so we're going to do our new album. So people will say, well, what are we going to fucking see that for? You are your back catalogue. We are what we've developed over the last 40 or 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, as people have said in this run of promo, what songs are you going to do? Well, we're going to do the Stones catalogue this time because we're fed up doing our own. Or we might do Smokey, I don't know. It's just... What are you going to do? We're going to do Status Quo. Oh, is it going to be good? I don't really know. I hope so. I'm trying to make it good. I'm trying to be fit and ready for it. I don't take it lightly. I don't just think, oh, fuck, we're going on tour. Who cares? It means a hell of a lot to me, and it means a hell of a lot to all of us.
Yeah.
To be in correct condition so that when we do go there, the audience get the best we can give them. I'm not going to tell them it's going to be the most fantastic night they've ever had because I would hope they had sex was a better night. You know what I'm saying? So it's true when we do all that stuff. So we really do try hard. It's not done and not taken lightly, as the idea to come out and tour wasn't taken lightly.
There's I don't know if it's the whole tour, but you do play a couple of shows with Canned Heat.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think anybody's... Alive for Candy. I don't remember. I think we did some with them before, somewhere a couple of years ago. And Bob Hyde's not there, and the guitar player, what's his name with the glasses? I forget his name.
Is some Blind Owl Blah?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think he's not there, is he?
Yeah, I don't think so either.
See, we don't even fucking know. But it's a great name.
Yeah.
I always like, well, we Canned Heat in Corpus Christi in Texas once. And I remember seeing Bob Hyde on the side of the stage. I thought, fuck me, he was huge. He took up a lot of stage. Well, yeah, we're on the same show as Canned Heat and various other people. And Spanky and Al, well, they called Spanky and Al, Spider Murphy Gang.
Yeah. They're from here, they're from Munich.
Yeah, we've worked with them before.
It's nice.
They seem very popular. That's fun. And remember, everybody out there, promoter included, is trying to get the optimum ticket, which will draw as many people as possible.
Yeah.
And that's worked before as a good ticket. Another good ticket for us, which was mooted for the last couple of years because we know them very well, is us and ZZ Top.
Yeah.
And I don't mind supporting ZZ Top. They can go on later on. That's fine. And I've worked with ZZ Top since we were 23 or something in Texas and knew them that long.
That's crazy.
And everyone's trying to look to the optimum ticket because the way things have gone in the last few years, people have had a limited amount of money. Not that they've always had lots of money,
yeah,
but it's a limited amount of money. There are more and more and more and more and more and more acts out there.
Yeah.
Things are more and more and more and more expensive. And there are more and more and more and more things to try and get their money off people. That's the way these things work. Whether not just music and in our lives generally. So
yeah.
I'll be very appreciative to anybody that comes. I may even go around and shake hands with everybody in the audience individually.
No, I won't.
But there's one thing I have to come back to. Because if you know to a certain percentage, this is going to be the last tour, why don't you just call it the last tour? I mean,
no, I don't think that's right. It's been done before that we've done that, and it wasn't the last tour. I'm not saying it would be like, I just cannot see it going again. And maybe that either finance goes in such a way, like, I know our agent will go, oh, no, you know, no, you've lots of, we've had lots of great offers for you.
Yeah.
Because our agent wants his percentage, doesn't he? It makes sense. It's worse. It's business. So for us to call it the last tour, people go on, what, again? And I got very embarrassed when they did the last electrics because I didn't want to do electrics. So I said I'd carry on and do acoustic.
Yeah.
Then I got ill, then couldn't sell the tickets. Promoters got worried. So go back and do what you do normally. And I think that made a lot of damage from 2017, 2016, 2017. It really did a lot of damage. So I thought, well, I'm not going to call it an interval thing. It's just, this is something that's going 2024. There you go.
All right. Okay. There's been, not just recently, but there are some releases that you had, which are called the official archive series, where you have concerts out,
great,
you know.
Great, great title, yeah.
Do you have a say in that? Which
the Great Exploitation Series, pardon me? No, I say that with come because we know it is exploitation, but that's what we do. All of us do.
Yeah.
The world does. So there's a lot of stuff of status quo that we've done at various shows in England and put on sale those nights. They do that a lot here, particularly in the summer shows where you can say, oh, you can buy at the end of that show, you can have a copy of the show you did on CD in a package, blah, blah, blah. Well, they've become available to collectors, and collectors will buy them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy shit, but they do. So it's not, I do mock it a lot, but I respect those people that were collectors who are collectors of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people collect matchboxes, or they do in England, but they're really into that. I'm really into being in status quo, but I am. And so, yes, that's some of them must be very good. Then again, some of them may be not. Who really knows? I don't know. You know what I mean? If you were at the gig and you had the great experience, that it's kind of, it does something. Oh, I was there and you play it and you were actually there. Some people go, wow, yeah. Well, I was there every night, so.
Well, but do you have a say in which gig is going to be officially released, you know, as a CD?
No, I don't. I don't have any. If there are things I like to make decisions for and with, and there are things that I don't, or I don't want the stress or the,
okay,
I don't know. So I leave it to Max Vaccaro, who's the MD of Edel, and I like him a lot and I trust him a lot, and that's what he wants to do with it, then so be it. And I believe he owns all that now, and
Okay.
As much as the band gets something from it, the deals that were done and so on. We do live in a capitalist world, whether we like it or not. We do not want to live in a communist one, let's face it. I thought that would be a great idea, but that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's fair.
You end up with fucking dictators. Boom, boom, let's not go there.
No, let's not. But you have, obviously, over the last 5 decades, you've created such a huge background catalog. I mean, it's just amazing. How do you actually know of all the vinyl and CDs and records that are out there? Or do you go like, oh, hey, there's a greatest hits collection I've never seen before?
Although when I do that tunes and chat tour, I meet people in the evening, 60 people usually in the evening, and they bring up things to sign. I go, oh, I've never seen that one before. And there's another one with Rick standing and making himself sing, Ricky, go and stand where you should be standing. And I find that, and I don't know every single piece that's out there, because there would have been things in Polydor and the Phonogram period and the Vertigo period where they were sublet to Europe, though you might find Holland has got some weird stuff that you just didn't get released elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I think they had a Hold Your Back single, weird things that I don't remember that. Well, no point in asking us, because at the time your management takes care of stuff. It's only that I've gotten older and said, no, I'll make those decisions now. And I'm the only one left to make those decisions, so I do.
Okay. Is there anything that you haven't done or have not achieved with the Quo in all those years where you go like, damn, we missed this one? Is there anything?
No, there's always that thing that another album, more success, bigger than the last one.
Okay.
But perhaps I would like to have been successful in America, but we pulled out of America because we didn't think we'd get there in the way we got everywhere else, by playing again, go back and play again, go back and play. It would have been years and years.
Yeah.
And we just started to make money, which is one of the things we like to do. And we started to make money, and we were spending so much money trying to break America and couldn't really work it. We had an album sort of chart. We had early success. Couldn't quite get there. And we all had this feeling that if status quo always looked like it would be over soon. Mm-hmm. And it always felt that, well, if it suddenly falls over and it's over soon, and we spent all of our money trying to chase this elusive butterfly of the dollar, you couldn't catch the, we all wanted that, working for the Yankee dollar, kind of. And perhaps I would have liked that, but I get asked a question on the Tunes and Chat Tour a lot that, do I regret anything? I regret leaving my daughter's mother, Elizabeth, who lived to my first daughter's mother. I regret doing coke. I regret drinking for 5 or 6 years. But I'm very happy where I've gotten to.
Yeah.
We assume that if we hadn't made those mistakes, that things would have been better now. Well, that isn't necessarily true.
Yeah.
So if we had been successful in America, I think Rick would have killed himself years ago. Ah. And probably me too.
Okay.
And the band would have split up a lot earlier. Mm-hmm. And it would be a lot more acrimonious because of the amount of money involved. So we are where we're supposed to be, I believe. And I'm very happy with where I've gotten to.
Yeah.
So but as I said, we assume if we change these, the negatives, i.e. the cocaine and alcohol for me, if I change those, that, you'd be a much better person or a much better life. Ooh, I wouldn't be so sure of that.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
You never know.
You never know. There's a record coming out, a physical record on vinyl. We Talk Too Much.
Yeah.
Why didn't it come out when the album came out, actually?
I don't know. I'm not sure I believe in that vinyl thing, and definitely that many years ago. Well, they keep saying, it's coming back. Well, yeah, but we can't really go back. One of my sons works in the, and he likes vinyl. He wants to do this with vinyl, and he's trying to record with old tape. He asked me what the old multi-track I used to use in the studio, and he wanted to know if we still have it. Yeah. Because he wants to make records on 2-inch analog tape, you see. And I go, well, yeah, what, why? But do you like the song? No. Well, I've got it on analog tape. Well, I still don't like the fucking song. So that's what I find, you know, that would you have liked that album better if it was on vinyl? Again, that is for people who want vinyl, will listen to vinyl and believe that it's better on vinyl. I'm not sure. I can't. I know what people mean.
Yeah.
But it's like when you look at old black and white television and the fizzy stuff from the 405 lines. This nostalgic thing kicks in.
Yeah.
But quality-wise, you can't fucking see the picture very well. And, you know, if you see films, the black and white films and the TV, you see a car coming through, you see headlights, but you can't see much else. So you think, oh. But nostalgically, it makes me think, oh, so... A vinyl record, I'm very pleased it's going out again, that people may buy it, and I was very, very proud of that album, very much enjoyed that album, and still think it was a very, very good album, which is one of the reasons I might be making the other. It won't be that album with that girl.
Yeah.
Because she's now married and got children. I could kill her for this. but it was a most enjoyable album to make. I enjoyed it. And most of the rock songs were written in this room that I'm sitting in now. So I have a great feeling about that album.
Oh, nice.
So I'm just pleased that it's having an anniversary event with on vinyl. And again, that's Max Vaccaro of Il. And I like Max and I like what he does. I trust him. Italian a boy, you see. He's a good Italian a boy, man. Gee.
Mr. Rossi, I have no more further questions. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, see you in Munich.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.